Do you have any prayer requests over there, sister? All right.
We want to pray for the family of Kenneth Stanley, who went to be with the Lord yesterday. And I would like to pray for my friend Nikki's mom. She's having some undesirable side effects from chemo and pain medications. And for Nikki's peace of mind.
Well, Father, I just thank you that the chastisement of our peace was upon your head, and by your stripes we were healed. That's what it says in Isaiah. So, Father, we lift up Nikki's mom, Patty, and we just ask, Lord, that you would override those effects from chemo and pain meds, and we pray for Nikki to have peace of mind today, Lord, in this situation. Father, we thank you that your word says valuable is death in your sight, Lord. And so we don't always understand. We don't always want things the way they are. But, Lord, we know that you are with the family of Kenneth Stanley today. And, Lord, we just ask that you surround them with your loving kindness and your care. And, Lord, one of the things that I think about is one of your names, that you are the God of all comfort. And so, Lord, I just ask you to go there by your Spirit to this family, to the Stanley family. Comfort them, Lord, and empower them to walk through these days that are before them, and give them grace and strength, Lord. Thank you that your grace is sufficient for them in this time. We just bless them in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Main Street Revival starts tonight, y'all. April 27th through the 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. 1101 North Main Street, Elk City, Oklahoma. The revival will be held at the Cross on the corner of Country Club and Main. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located right here in Elk City at 616 North Locust Avenue, Apostle Casey Elliott. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Or you can email him at crosscutcreations@gmail.com.
The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
And let's not forget Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located right here at the Promise Center in Elk City. We are so blessed and thankful for this awesome media room. I call it our war room. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The quality of life is not based on the ups and downs, but what you gain in these times. There's always something good in every situation. I know this can be hard to understand with all the bumps and bruises we encounter. It's not what happens that matters. It's what did you receive through that encounter. Encounters can knock you down or lift you up. The decision is yours.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is the beautiful Miss Laura Nell Hayes. Her title for today is Forgiven and Set Free.
Well, we've gone the gamut, haven't we? In ways we can be forgiven and set free. I was just looking at your scripture on the wall. The will of God will not take you where the grace of God will not protect you.
Amen.
And I was thinking as I was reading that how that so many times we get upgrades in life. We have choices. Tina and I were just talking about some. And it's important that we make the right choice in a given situation. But this is how we learn. When life deals us a hand, so to speak, we have to pursue the wisdom of God. One of my favorite scriptures is Isaiah 11. The spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding will be upon you. And, you know, I remember back when I was helping at the Christian school, and one of the principals there, he would say this. He used this as an analogy. He said, you know, there's a cycle in life that God has communicated to us, and if we don't follow that cycle, and if we skip cycles, and he used the washing machine as an example, and he said, you know, you don't go from rinse to wash, you know, it's a backwards thing that you're doing. You don't want soap in your clean clothes, you want them rinsed. So life has cycles like that too, and it has upgrades for us. So I always say, you know, when someone comes with an issue, it's time for an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And there are always upgrades available. And the will of God will give us grace. I love that scripture. I used to have it hanging in my window. My grace is sufficient for you. It's powerful words. And it is. And when we seek the Lord with a whole heart, we will find him. And we'll find answers. And it is a process. The journey is a process. And we live and learn.
Amen.
In life.
You were talking about the washer. I was stuck on the spin cycle, man.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, I was raised. My mama did, you know, my mama went to church and, you know. But I took it upon myself, even though I had a good raising, I decided for myself what order I wanted it to be in, because it was my life and I can do with what it I want, you know, that stinking thinking. And the Lord said, okay, are you done with the spin cycle yet? And I'm like,
did you feel a little wrung out?
That kind of hurt, Lord. Yeah, I'm getting pretty dizzy. And he was like, are you tired of it yet?
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, sir, I'm really tired of spinning. I don't know how to stop it. He was like, I'm glad you're there.
Mm.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you.
That's when we can get an answer, isn't it? When we come to the end of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, that's when the Lord started telling, you know, he started talking to me about the order of things.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just say, oh, okay, you're created. See you later, bye. He didn't do that. He had this whole planned out before he even started creation.
Mm-hmm.
there's an order.
There is.
And Monica got way out of order. And with that came all these things. And just the spin cycle was not cool anymore, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Lord, okay, so help me get back into order. Help me get back in there because I'm really over the spin cycle thing. And I don't like talking about that, but okay, yes, sir. I felt it was okay to do certain things I was doing. And that was corrected. And now that I know better, I have a responsibility to do better. Mm-hmm. And with him giving me the order of things for my life, mm-hmm. you need to stop this. That's a no. Stop doing this. That's a no. Start doing this. And one of the first things he told me to do was start reading his word again. And I was like, but I don't understand a lot of the he, ye, and thous, and duh, and all the words. He's like, it's okay. And he said, I want you to start reading the New Testament. I want you to truly get to know the one I sent to save you, your salvation. I want you to get to know Jesus, mm-hmm. my son. And I'm like, okay, Lord. So I did. And then he said, okay, now I want you to go read the Old Testament and get to know me and my true character. Because I had it twisted. I had some twisted thinking. Mm-hmm. But he's so faithful.
He is.
If we just, I was so prideful I didn't want to admit. You know, I didn't want to, mm-hmm. I was prideful. yes, sir. And I'm still a little prideful. I don't like to ask for help. And I don't like to admit when I don't get it. That's something that I'm still, that is something that the Holy Spirit is still working on within me.
I think of two words, Monica, as you were talking. Not only is there an order, but we must align mm-hmm. with the Word of God and how we must bring yeah. ourselves into that place of alignment with Him.
And it's like, I was reading Luke 6 in my Passion Translation. I liked my Passion Translation. And in Luke 6, it was talking about how we tend to get out of order mm-hmm. on some things. Mm-hmm. And when we read the Word of God and we don't take it and apply it, what good is it? Mm-hmm. I mean, I can sit here and read my Bible all day long and set it down and say, okay, check, done. Now I'm reading just one chapter at a time. That way I can really marinate in it and try to see where my life needs to make adjustments to line up with it mm-hmm. so that I can apply it. I need to apply, not just read this word. I need to apply this word to my life.
If we only read the word, it becomes head knowledge to us. not heart knowledge. Mm-hmm. It's heart knowledge that changes us.
Yeah.
And the other word I was thinking about is humility. 1 Peter 5, we're commanded to clothe ourselves, cloak ourselves in humility, which is the opposite of pride. And we all have the chance to do that in different situations. But it is our responsibility to cloak ourselves in humility. Put it on, like you would a coat.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on.
Amen.
Great application.
He's so faithful. You know, I mess up.
We all do.
I mess up. But the Lord's so faithful, say, when I hear that whisper, I'm like, what would you have me do? Mm-hmm. What would you have me do?
I remember I was in seventh grade. I had been to the youth group that night, and we had read a scripture that said, be ye perfect even as I am perfect. And I came home from church and threw my Bible on the table, and I told my dad I quit. He's looking at me like, what? What's wrong with you? I said, I can't be perfect. There's no way I can be perfect, so I'm done. It's black or white for me, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And he was like, whoa, wait a minute. And so he was not a real churchgoer, but he studied the Bible. And he loved the Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew and Greek. So he gets that down. You know, it was a big old book in those days. And he opens it up to that scripture. And the rendering of that was to strive toward the mark of the high calling. And that's what we all do every day. And another scripture that I love, I have it hanging up in my home. The mercies of the Lord are new every morning, and we just need to keep a short list, you know, keep the conscience screen clean, you know, repent of those things. I hear some people say, well, I don't ever need to repent, my sins are under the blood. Well, I need to repent, you know, I want to keep my conscience level clear. I don't want no stuff hanging around on it, you know. So yeah. You know, I remember a story my aunt told me, who's now in heaven, but she told me a story about World War II and how that on the radar that morning before the bombing of Pearl Harbor, somebody saw a speck on the radar but didn't pay attention to it, and the catastrophe that happened. And I think that's applicable to our spiritual lives. Keep the radar clean. Pay attention to what's on there. Amen. That's a good point. I've never forgotten it.
That's a good one. Mandy commented, Mandy, I love you, sister. And I'm sorry that your dad did that. I'm sorry. Mandy said, the same thing happened to me. My dad made me an appointment to have an abortion.
Mm.
It's none of my business if you had that abortion or not. But I'm going to tell you what is my business, Sister Mandy. My business is to tell you that God loves you, that Jesus loves you, and I love you. We love you. And we are here for you. If you ever need to sit and talk with a sister,
we're here.
We are here. Do not hesitate. You're not a problem. You're not a bother, and you're not an interruption. Actually, you're a very welcomed interruption And I love you, sister.
Amen.
God's so faithful.
Yes.
He's so cool. I'm in awe of what he's done in my life over the past 5 years. When I came to the absolute end of myself,
mm-hmm.
and poured my heart out to God and gave him my heart. And I pray, kind of like what you heard me pray this morning, I prayed that God give me an open heart. Because my heart was hardened, very hard. And I began to pray for an open heart. And he so sweetly gave me a heart transplant.
Mm-hmm.
Not literally, spiritually.
That's what we do. We wall up in our hurt. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. I'd like to pray for the Mandys.
For Mandy Wagner.
And others like her. Father, I just lift up the Mandys of this world, Lord, and the being the analogy of many that are out there that may be under the sound of our voice this morning, Lord. And Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would go to the hurt, the pain, the anger, Lord, and that you would eradicate that, Lord, that you would begin to soften, Lord, as you pour in your healing balm of Gilead. Father, that rest upon them, even this morning, Lord, that you would begin to soften the heart, and as Monica has said, begin a heart transplant. Lord, let the forgiveness flow, because that is the one blocker that keeps us from being forgiven. It's when we hold unforgiveness. And Lord, these things are hard sometimes. And Lord, we feel justified in our actions. But Lord, when it all comes down to it, we want to align with you. And we want to be empowered by you. And we want to release forgiveness toward those who have caused great harm. And in return, be forgiven by you. And Lord, I believe that we can be Christians a lot of times and still harbor unforgiveness, and that root of bitterness begins to grow in us. And Lord, I'll just say before you and before the audience that's hearing this morning, Lord, I, my own self, have been delivered from a root of bitterness. So, Lord, I just extend that out there to those who have a root of bitterness. And, Lord, I ask that you begin to pour in your water, the washing of your word that bubbles that thing up and out and sets people free in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, after I started feeling the heart change, I began to go a little further. I began to pray and ask God to give me an open and teachable heart.
Mm-hmm.
One that is open to receive our living God,
mm-hmm.
for who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Our living God. And to receive his son, his sweet only son. And then I began to receive, to pray that his, you know, as an open heart that receives his only son as my Lord. Help me make him my Lord. I want him as my Lord. Help me.
Mm-hmm.
Help me make him my Lord. My Savior. Help me with my doubt that I'm not enough, that I'm unworthy. Help me to receive him as my redeemer. One who redeems me from the pit of hell that I created because of choices I made in my life. And then I took a step further and asked for a teachable heart.
Yes.
One that allows your Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to move in me and teach me his ways and guide me and use me as a vessel. Kind of like yesterday when Pastor Tom was here, I did a little visual illustration. There was two cans. I had two cans. One was open and empty. And it still just makes me mush. One was open and empty. And the other one was still filled and sealed. Mm-hmm. And those cans were just vessels used to hold the liquid. And when I put the empty one on the ground, I could squeeze it and it would just start to crunch and crumble. And then when I put the can on the floor and I stepped on it, it crushed. It crushed. But when I put that can that was sealed, mm-hmm. that was filled and sealed on the ground, and my whole 170 pounds stepped on it, and it didn't crush. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like us.
Substance.
You know? We have a choice. Mm-hmm. And then last night, the Lord was, I was spending time, and he said, you know, he said, your open-mindedness emptied you. I was open-minded to things that were completely against God's character mm-hmm. and his word. I thought, okay, I can... Don't use that word. Okay, yes, sir. Okay. I got things out of order. I felt I was open-minded. Okay, well, it's okay to have sex without being married. That it's okay. My friends are doing it. This person's doing it. It's okay. It's okay to move in with someone without being married. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It was out of order.
Out of order.
To become pregnant. Oh, yes, sir. Hang on. The first time, yes, sir. The first time at 15 was on purpose. But the second time, and I did lose that baby at 15. Mm-hmm. And then the second time, it was unplanned. You know, what a wonderful surprise whenever you get body slammed in a wrestling match. Woo, wait, what? You know, mm-hmm. my open-mindedness emptied me of who he meant me to be.
Mm-hmm. And his plan.
But he is so faithful.
He is.
He is so faithful. Because whenever I finally hit the ground, broken and shattered and crushed, empty and crushed, he said, now.
Mm-hmm. And he gave you a do-over.
Now. Now, yes. Let's do this. Come yes. on. Now, you're in a place mm-hmm. that I can get you. Mm-hmm. Come on. Get up. Mm-hmm. Let me help you.
God knows all things, but he needs us to know.
Yes.
And that's what the process does.
Yes.
As you said, reveals the emptiness, the brokenness, and yet there's a choice to let him fill us up.
And you know, there came a point, and there will continue to come point, become points in my life that the Lord is trying to show me, hey, you know, Monica, baby girl. And it's my responsibility, my choice, and my decision to say, yes, Lord. I want to know what you want me to know. I want to learn what you want me to learn. What is it, Lord? Or to turn away and go, I don't like the way that sounded. That kind of, I felt you poke me. That kind of hurt my feels. I'm going to come over here. Whenever, and I will be held accountable for those times that I turned away from the correction. I will be held accountable for not learning what he's trying to teach me.
But there's grace.
I want to learn it all. Yes. I'm to a point now that his rod and his staff aren't scary anymore. Because I know now that he corrects those he loves.
That's what it says. His rod and his staff comforts me.
Yes. He is faithful.
He is. I wanted to say one more thing, okay. And that is on June, I believe it's the 5th. Let me look for sure. June 5th, we'll be starting at the Pregnancy Care Clinic at 6 o'clock, Game Changers. So we want to invite anyone that can come and contact Monica or contact me if, because we will be ordering books for this for those who don't have them. Something you, they're $15 a piece, and it's a great Bible study. So we want to invite anyone that wants to come and get signed up, and we'll get the books ordered and be ready to go on June 5th.
And that was June 6th?
5th.
5th.
Mm-hmm, 6 o'clock. At 500 South Lusk.
I was telling my mom and my sister about that. And mom, I love you, Mama. But you can't have my treasure. You got your own. She asked me to borrow my, you know, she wanted to do the, she wanted to read my Game Changers.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, but I still... You can buy one for $15.
We'll get some ordered.
And I've been feeling kind of bad for not giving it, you know, for not letting her check it out and read it and stuff. But it's my treasure. It's, you know, one of the things that I hold dear and still go to, you know. And so, yay. Now I don't have to give my book away. You hear that, Mama? June 5th.
June 5th.
Anything else you'd like to share? I feel like I kind of took over, and I'm sorry.
it was great. My heart is clear.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you already know I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome sister and beautiful sister in Christ, Miss Laurinelle Hayes. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
Thank you.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.